Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And we promised you an exclusive interview this hour with a major celebrity in sports who has really been just in the news in ways that I can't imagine anybody would be enjoying. This hour, we are not really going to be joined by John Rocker. John, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
Now, where are you right now?
Right now, I'm having a couple of... right now, hold on for a minute. Right now, I'm at a watering hole in Atlanta right now, having some lunch.
You're having some lunch over at a bar?
Yeah, I'm right now just enjoying a little bit of lunch here.
You've had a really tough couple of days. You've had a tough season, haven't you?
Well, it's difficult, you know, being in the position that I'm in because you don't want to have a lot of these problems. But, you know, whatever comes around goes around, and I'm just very thankful to be playing baseball.
Are you going to report to Richmond? Now, I know as a result of this problem that you had with the writer, Perlman, they wanted to send you down to Richmond, right?
Yeah, they wanted to send me to Richmond, and I told them basically I didn't want to go because...
Why not?
Well, you know, people don't like me to express my mind, but I just got too many queers in Richmond, and I told them that. I said there's too many queers and a lot of black faces there. I don't mind black people. I play with a lot of black ball players, but to me, you know, minor league baseball is a situation where only the people who can afford to go to minor league games go. I mean, they can't afford to go to no major league games.
And so you're going to be playing in front of a lot of gay people and gay people and black people. And
well, I'll be playing in front of a lot of blacks and a lot of these. I've taken the sensitivity training, so I don't know what you want to call them, queer gay queers or.
You can call them gay.
All right. They said queer is not good. So gay queer.
Queer gay, not queer and not gay queer. Gay.
All right. So I believe that what I'm just going to try to do is kind of close my eyes and not think about all the blacks that are going to be looking at me and just try to pitch best ball I can. I don't know what kind of baseball diamond they've got in Richmond, but I imagine most of those fans smile. They light that field up pretty good at 8 o'clock at night. Just a lot of white teeth and big shiny eyes.
All right, we're not really talking with John Rocker of the Atlanta Braves. Your attitudes are odious to a lot of people, you know.
Well, I just speak my mind, you know. I'm just trying to do what I do. I mean, I did take some sensitivity training.
And when you take sensitivity training, what does that do for you?
Well, I said to your producer before I went on the air, and he agreed that I would not use the word nigger for $100. Every time I use the word black, I'll use the word nigger. I mean, every time I use the word black, I'd use the word nigger. I don't use the word nigger anymore, okay? And I want people to know that. And
do you want people to know that you're not using that word anymore?
I'm using the word black now. So that, to me, is a you know, is something that I'm working on.
So you're no longer using the N-word. You're saying black.
That's right.
But it's costing me $100 every time you use it.
Well, that's what your producer said. That in order for me not to say nigger, you got to pay me $100.
Did you agree to this, Mike? Hold on for a minute.
Is that the guy's name, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he agreed to.
What the hell is that? I mean...
Well, he said that he'd do that. So all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get through one day at a time and do the very best I can. And
what do you have against New York?
Excuse me?
What do you have against the city of New York?
Well, I don't have anything against the city of New York, per se. I mean, I think that it's... you know, I don't mind New York. It's just that my sinuses tend to act up when I smell too much urine. And that's what happened. When I go to New York, there's a lot of urine and feces, and my sinuses tend to congeal. And so that's it.
You really think that in New York, so that you have a particular physical sensitivity?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people do. You go to New York, it's a good town. But if you are sensitive at all to the smell of human urine, you might want to stay out of there. That's just a thing that...
And what about the unwed mother thing? I mean...
Look, I said that I have no problem with unwed mothers if I'm the one that happened to make them a mother. You know, and I said that as a joke and anything, but I'd be very happy to anybody listening right now, if you've got a daughter, you want to make her an unwed mother, hell, I'll make her an unwed mother. You know? I mean, that's all I'm trying to say, you know.
And so in other words, you're trying to offend as many people as you can?
No, sir. What I said was... is that a lot of these unwed mothers are out there, and as long as they're going to be out there, why don't John Rocker just go ahead and make them unwed? I'll make them unwed. I'll knock them up good. I'll make them good and fat. I'll get them out of that urine place, and they can go on down to Richmond and stay with all the queers, as far as I'm concerned. You know, at least you have a grandkid that you know. And if John Rocker knocks up your daughter, you got a grandkid you're going to know and look a little bit like you. Look a lot like me, but look a little bit like you.
Now, what about this for old man? What about this?
What do you mean, old man? You know? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, the idea that you didn't learn your lesson originally when you were talking to the writer from...
What lesson am I supposed to learn, okay? I spoke my mind. I gave people my opinion. I told them what I thought. You know...
But, I mean, the idea that you said some things and then you recanted, you know? What you basically said was, oh, I'm sorry, and I got to go take sensitivity training.
I did. I took sensitivity training, and that's when they taught me about queer gays and the Hebrews.
And what do you mean the Hebrews?
Well, like the guy that interviewed me. You know, I didn't call him a Jew. I didn't call him no Yid or anything. But I did call him a Hebrew, and this guy comes up to me and is asking me all kinds of questions about... Oh, I don't know, you know, stuff about what do I think of nigs, or what do I think of the nig-nog, or any of them darkies, some guy with a big white smile and all that cats with the big bugged eyes. I told him all about all them boat people and everybody who's slant-eyed, all the folks that come around with the gator bait. And he said to me, well, don't you like people? I said, hell, I like them all, man. I particularly like black folks, you know, they make real good gator bait. I can toss them in, get myself some bonefish. Hell, you chop up a Mexican, man, you pull yourself some shark. And that's all I was trying to say to him, and he prints all this stuff. Everybody thinks that I'm some kind of a bigot.
Well, when you're talking about chopping up a Mexican as fish bait, don't you think that's racist?
All I'm trying to do is get along with people. I know there's all kinds of people who come to our ball games, all kinds of people who want to come see John Rocker. And you know what? I'll hang out here in a bar. Right now I'm in a queer bar, okay? I don't care. I'll come in here to make a phone call. A lot of people coming by here. This guy, a very friendly guy over here. Something's in my phone, man. I'll be off in a minute. A lot of people making friends. Everybody. I don't mind queers, Jews, Hebes, none of that. And the Nignog man's one of my favorite people. And so all I said was, I will do the very best that I can to try to...
What do you mean the Nignog's one of your favorite people? Look, man, you have got to learn. You go back up to New York, you're gonna cause a riot, okay?
Look, everything I said to that guy, well, you know, right now I'm standing here and I'm having myself some lunch in a place called Probe. And this is...
Now, what is this? Is a gay bar?
No, hell no, it's not a gay bar. I was just joking about that. I'm in here just getting some lunch. Although, it's going to be off the phone, man. You'll be off in a minute. This guy's coming around here. What do you want? I just want to know you're off the phone, man. I want to buy you a drink. I don't want to get a drink. So anyway, get away from me. Get away from my ass. And this guy here is touching my ass. Anyway, I said...
You may be in a gay bar. You in Atlanta?
Yeah.
What's the name of the bar?
Probe.
Probe? You're in Atlanta, and the bar's called Probe.
Yes, sir. I don't know what you're trying to say, but anyway, I want to get some... Get away from my ass, man. You look pretty good to me. All right, so this guy says to me, well, hell, you shouldn't open your mouth and say all these things, okay?
Well, now, we're not really interviewing John Rocker here, who's basically said that Mexicans make good fish bait, and he doesn't mind queer gays so long as they're not at any ball games he's pitching. And by the way, more black people smiling at those night games, the brighter the lights. So so you've learned a lot of sensitivity, huh, John?
Well, I feel I have, and I feel that I'm... you know, I don't want to go to Richmond, though. Too many fags up there. I'll stay in Atlanta. I mean, we're limited the number of fags in Atlanta. We go to Richmond, man, you got fag after fag after fag, queer after black after queer after black. Okay? And that's another $100, by the way, you got to owe me.
Yeah, we have to pay $100 for saying black instead of nigger, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I would say, and that's the one thing that Hebrew writer didn't pay me off, okay? So that's all I tell. What do you want, man?
So I want to buy you a drink, okay?
Get out of here, man. You know, you might be right about that gay bar thing. I think I'm in a queer gay bar. And
yeah, you might be in a queer gay bar. She might want to get out of there because it's going to be a little bit...
Ow, ow, ow. Jesus, God's touching my ass. All right, so anyway, ouch, ouch, ow, 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 ow.
You look pretty good, man.
Ow, ow, ow.
All right. We had to cut away. John Rocker suddenly realized he was in a gay bar in Atlanta, or as he calls it, a queer gay bar called Probe. Those are some of the comments, not from the real John Rocker. They're telling us that... A, he wants more black folks showing up at night games, get those eyes and teeth smiling and shining, save on electricity, and no queer gays at any ball games he's pitching at. And by the way, Mexicans make real good chum for fish. Okay, so that's very nice of him, very sensitive, and I'm glad he's on the road to recovery there. 1-800, oh, and by the way, it sounded like he was being gang raped in that bar just at the very end of our show, or at least that segment, which could be the very end of our show. We'll see. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Previously on the Phil Henry Show. Cross City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, well, I just had a comment for the gentleman there with the that's getting ready to pull the car.
Yeah.
Said, go ahead and pull the car and get it over with, because it doesn't prove a darn thing to him. And there are a lot of Korean veterans.
Are you a veteran, sir?
I'm 69 years of age, and I was flying missions at night in an unarmed aircraft over North Korea.
Are you a Korean War veteran, sir?
Yes, I am a Korean War veteran.
God bless you.
And I don't think I'm any more or any less a hero than the next door neighbor. I don't see where he really was. You could just walk away from that and say, hey, you know, maybe he wasn't a hero.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's what I'm saying. This guy disrespected.
Maybe he wasn't a hero, and maybe you were, but why do something stupid like go out there and pull that car? That's not going to do anything.
Because Steelworth, along with all these other D-Day boys, want to lord it over us like they saw.
Oh, they don't want to lord it over us. I've got a whole bunch of friends that are D-Day boys, and I haven't had one of them yet to lord it over me.
Well, how come Steelworth's, and he's sitting up on his front porch right now.
That's one person. Stupid.
Yeah.
One person out of...
You know, Mr. Bonafide, you can't even get a fellow Korean War vet to stick up for you.
I'm stupid. Is that it? Yeah, ha, ha, ha. Let me tell you, let me ask you if you laugh at this one. Steelworth's up on his front porch right now eating a tuna fish sandwich, laughing his rear end off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be right there with him, too, if I was there.
You'd be? All right, that does it.
You know, I'll tell you, that's all I want to say.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray for you while I'm pulling this car.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll pray for you while you're pulling that car.
You're going to pull that car.
And let me ask you one more question before you go.
Yeah.
Because I've been having to deal with this now for the last 45 minutes. Every time I say pull the car, Henry thinks it's real funny. And you know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
He's thinking I'm pulling my putt, isn't he?
I think it's funny, too, frankly. I think it's
dumb.
Well,
that's a fine how do you do?
I think it's dumb.
Well, that's not the same thing as yanking my thing, is it?
Well, it might be.
Are you going to pull your car?
There, did you hear that? Are you going to pull your car?
Yeah, are you going to pull your car?
So you think I'm yanking my thing?
I just wanted to get my two cents in. I'm gone now.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call.
Okay.
Phil Henry.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Are you pulling your car? So that was Lloyd yesterday as he was talking with a listener about pulling his car, being a Korean War vet, and the other guy's a D-Day guy. Anyway, we have coming up we're going to be talking about Napster, MP3. Do you know what this is? Well, let me give you a thumbnail, and I'm not really clear. Napster is a site whereby you can download just about anything they've got. And some of the music that they have by downloading, I mean, you can download music onto a disc, into your file, into your hard drive, whatever you'd like to do. And it's music that was created by some artists who feel that it's wrong. And we're going to be talking with an artist here coming up who feels it's wrong. They feel it's wrong because it's music that they've created and they're not being paid for its dissemination. And there are actually people defending people's rights to take someone's creative output and just give it away. And there's actually a debate brewing about that. So Napster is the site, and MP3 is the technology. And we're going to talk a little bit about that following our break at the bottom of the hour. Not that I know anything about it, or have I ever gone and tried to download anything in my life. I can't. You know, I don't know how. I got guys burning CDs. I got one of our kids has got that mini disc burner, man. He's got everything going on there. I can't get anything downloaded. I can't even get a radio station to listen to. I got the slowest computer in the history of man on this planet. Slow. Man. And, you know, like, I do things. The stuff that I dig is, like, I can go to a website and check out the Zapruder film, like, over and over and over again. But I get this net buffering thing going on, or this net congestion thing. And you see, on our computer here at work, I can look at the Zapruder film, and there's no interruption at all. Like, I'll come in with a tuna fish sandwich, perhaps some coleslaw and a soft drink, and I can enjoy the Zapruder film over and over again. But at home, I've got to sit there and wait for it to download, net congestion. It bothers me. That's why I got Earthlink. Anyway, I got to get rid of this computer and get myself a little bit more memory. Do you know how to load memory into a computer, Craig? How about coming over to my house and doing it for free, man? Come on, Schaefer, you know anything about it? Come on, man. Did they teach you guys anything in school? All that computer science you guys took, man, all these dot-com businesses, they're just looking for young, brash brains like yours, even though they're going out of business. And you got a Mac. You and my kid, both you guys got Macs. And he's always running out of ink, and then the printer's always breaking down, and I think the thing sucks. I think you got a real bad deal with that Mac. Hey, what do you think about Microsoft getting busted up? Now that means Bill Gates is only worth, what, $30 billion? Poor bastard. Poor, dumb, oh, man, I saw that guy. $30 billion, $40 billion. He's still wearing that tweed jacket like he's sucking a pipe at Caltech, doesn't he? Doesn't he look like a Caltech professor? That cat's got $40 billion, $50 billion. He's still got the horn-rimmed glasses. He's got the sports jacket with the patch on the elbows. He looks like he ought to be sucking a pipe and raking leaves out in front of his house. God, that guy's got enough money, right? And you want to know the thing? We all say, if I had that kind of money, I'd retire tomorrow. No, we wouldn't, because we'd have the mentality that it took to get that kind of money. We'd want to keep on making that kind of money. As soon as I hit $40 billion, I'm retiring. Well, that's my plan. I don't know about anybody else, but as soon as I, and I know a lot of you were hoping sooner than later, as soon as I hit $40 billion, I promise you I'm retiring. But $30 billion ain't going to get it done. $38 billion isn't going to do it. But $40 billion, that'll get me to finally pack it in, go and head the wagons west, and that's the end of the road for me. How much bread does that guy need? How much bread does he have? We don't even know. None of it's liquid. What does that mean, liquid? Is that on stock options? I got friends who got stock options, and they've got stock options in companies that, you know, the business is going up and down like a roller coaster, you know, the stock market. Sometimes they got stock options and nothing. Sometimes they got a stock option to the tune of about $1 million, $2 million. I got friends that are millionaires. Am I? No, I can't even get a freaking pool built. I'm living out there. I got this guy today. The dude comes out to inspect the steel and the plumbing. When you put a pool in the ground, you have to have the steel and the plumbing inspected. This guy says to me, "Sir, Mr. Henry, I can't read this." I said, "Why?" He says, "I can't read the blueprints because the rain, they were stuck in a box. It rained on it." I said, "Oh, that's great. The guy who put the pool in, don't you think he ought to have a set of prints that you can read?" He said, I would think so, sir, but it's not for me to say. I mean, all I know is I can't read these freaking plans, and what I can read, I don't like." I said, "Tomorrow they're supposed to come and spray the gunite shell for this thing, and then it's supposed to be just a wonderful party of joyous, you know, putting in slides and water fountains, all this bull crap. But this guy that's sticking the pool in my backyard, he can't have no plans the guy can read. And I know that I'm not saying anything that 90% of you can relate to. You're all out there going, you're at the plunge, you're getting polio, you're getting typhoid, drinking out of the open drinking fountain there, and I'm sticking some big hole in my backyard. Come on, live vicariously through Phil. You think it's fun? It's not. Oh, man, I almost committed murder when I heard that guy. So I said, so we don't pass the inspection. No, sir. So I said, that means we can't do the gunite tomorrow. So I got on the phone with a guy, and I said, the guy that's subbing the job out, and I said, you know what, man? This guy sucks that you hired to do pools with. This cat, first of all, had a bunch of water in the bottom of that thing that had to get pumped out. That delayed the soil inspection. Now the guy comes out to inspect the plumbing and the steel, and they don't pass that one. Now the guy says to me that he's got to run the gas over to this thing over there. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? I didn't know what I was talking about. 2 months ago, I wouldn't know what I was talking about. Now I know all about running gas, tying it into a main line, going to the meter, could cost you $2,000 more, and I say no, it won't, because you guys should have known that when you drew up the plans, and I'm going to commit homicide. Stuff like that. Meanwhile, the guy down the street, he's got his pool gunited. He's sitting there. He's living large. He don't even live at that house. Dude's some kind of a movie producer. He and his wife are off running around the world. These guys are moving along. He's putting in some Olympic-sized job. Jeez, this thing's so big. He's got freaking whales in it. He's got mammal life in his freaking pool. And I'm over there praying for a pond, praying for a little bird bath. Well, he's going to be out there tomorrow with the inspector. Are you sure? Well, I hope so. Otherwise, it pushes us back 3 months. Hey, you know what, man? I'm getting that blow-up doughboy. I swear. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. As promised, we're going to talk about Napster and MP3. And really, if you don't know anything about it, it's basically a website, Napster, where you can go and get music. You can get music for free. The technology is called MP3. And what does that mean exactly, Mike? Do you know? What is MP3 technology precisely? Give me some precise scientific breakdown of that, okay? He's looking at me like I'm asking him to explain this, the theory of relativity, which ought to be easy for a college graduate, but he don't even know that. It means you can download music. Thanks a lot there, brain surgeon. Well, MP3 is a way, a technology that one uses. Now, on the line with us is Jeff Dowder. He is a member of the band Dark Horse, and this is one of the groups that is suing Napster for the, and hold on for just a second here. This is one of the groups that is suing Napster because they are apparently putting up on the website their music and the music of a lot of other bands. Okay, I don't know. Is Mr. Dowder there, Mr. Dowder?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, can you tell us what you think about, specifically, what your feelings are about this?
Well, I think it's pretty evident, Phil. Our band, Dark Horse, along with so many other bands, has been victimized by kids downloading our stuff from the Napster site using MP3 technology. These kids don't know that what they're doing these days. And when you create art, and I think it's something that everybody ought to know, that they're stealing my art because I own it, and you can take it away, but you can't take it away legally, and what they're doing is taking it away from us.
Tell me a bit. So, in other words, artistically, you own this stuff, right? You own...
Yeah, I own it. I mean, I wrote the music, and the artistic trip is one that we should protect. If I own it, only... then why are people stealing it? Is basically it.
Now, how many other groups are involved in finding fault with or otherwise suing or otherwise holding against Napster?
Well, right now, Dark Horse joins in solidarity with Metallica, Dr. Dre, Lame Image, Juice Patrol, and Shot in the Foot as the major recording acts who is against Napster. Thriving off of our art, and we are not into it, and we are totally not down with it.
Now, Metallica is the most prominent band there?
Yeah, I think that Metallica, right now, Metallica is, but we are definitely trying to get our... I mean, I'm the drummer and the manager, and I'm also the lead singer of Dark Horse, and we are acting against Napster, and this is going to give us probably an opening spot with Metallica that will bring us to the masses, and I've written a song based on how I feel about Napster that we want to do on a tour if we do a tour with Metallica.
So you're saying you are against Napster having your music there because you want to be in solidarity with Metallica so you can open for them on the road?
Well, I mean, I think it's something you think about. You know, it's an opportunity. Metallica's going to go out on the road. It's an opportunity for Dark Horse to open for them. And I think it's something that's an opportunity to do it.
Okay, we're talking with Jeff Dowder. He's the lead singer and drummer for the group Dark Horse, 1-800-449-8686. And how do you feel about this? Many of you probably take advantage of this technology. Do you feel that if it's there... you have the right to download that and access it for free, even though these artists are not getting compensated. I have to ask you something, Jeff. Metallica, I think, encourages people to record their concerts.
Yeah, but I mean, that's their decision. You see, I mean...
Oh, okay, so you're saying that they have that right.
Yeah, that's their decision. If Metallica or Dark Horse or any band want to come on stage and say, yeah, man, have at it, you know, crank it up, tape by show, that's fine with me. They're making that decision to do it. But if Napster's taking your music and doing it, then you don't have
the right to say no.
Yeah, you don't have the right to say no.
Okay, you wrote a song. We wanted to hear a little bit of this.
Yeah, Phil, it's just the drumming, just the rhythm part, tune about how I feel about Napster. If we go out on tour with Metallica, I think Napster has messed up a lot of people. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Where are you? At your drum kit?
Yeah, Phil, I'm in a recording studio. I wanted people to hear this. This is basically how I feel about Napster. and how I feel about people who steal my art and steal my hard-earned art. 1, 2, 3, 4. Napster. It's Crapster. Napster. It's Crapster. You're bad. Making me sad. I'm bumming, but I'm still drumming. Napster. It's the Crapster. Napster. Put it in the crapper. Napster.
Okay, Jeff.
What?
That's good, man. So that's called Napster.
Yeah, I mean, basically what we're saying is Napster is stealing my artistic endeavors.
All right, now on MP, from what you claim, your website says that Napster has downloaded your your Wipeout clinic. What is that?
Yeah, Phil, every year on our album we have a drumming clinic that we give for young drummers. This is the Wipeout clinic. Napster has taken this. They've put it on their website. Kids can download it for free. Hey, what I'm saying to all the kids out there that do want to learn how Jeff Downer gets his chops down as a drummer, I will conduct a Wipeout clinic for you right here if you want, Phil. I don't know how much time you have.
I mean, I'd be happy to do that. You want to, in other words, conduct your Wipeout clinic that would otherwise be on one of your CDs?
That is correct.
Don't you want people to buy the CD?
Not right now. I would rather undercut Napster and have my Wipeout drummer clinic right here on the air than let them have it. Okay?
All right, Jeff. What is... Go ahead and do it. I mean...
Well, the Wipeout clinic basically teaches young drummers techniques of the subtle techniques of rock drumming, jazz drumming, surf drumming, and we utilize a very well-known drumming tune called Wipeout. That was done originally by the Safaris. And what I'm going to do here, Phil, I'm in my studio, is I'm going to give kids a taste of basic drumming technique.
Now, I remember Wipeout, and I don't... I know it's drum intensive, right?
Absolutely. It's a drummer's tune, Wipeout. And I want to give some kids the basic drumming technique of it.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Downer, drummer for Dark Horse. And he's giving the Wipeout clinic. So this is the song Wipeout.
These are the drumming licks from Wipeout, yeah. And if you remember Wipeout, start to 1, 2, 3, 4. Ha 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 ha. Wipeout. Because what I'm doing, Phil, is the guitar part right now.
No, I understand that, but those are the drumming licks of Wipeout.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'll start it all over again, but you know what I'm doing.
I understand that, yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ha 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 ha! Wipeout!
All right, hold on for a second, Jeff, okay?
Yeah.
Hold on for a minute, because I don't know that's the basic of the Wipeout clinic, though.
Yeah, but there's also some things where I explained to a young drummer, Phil, about doing technique, doing rhythm, triplets, things like that.
All right, we're with Jeff Downer, the drummer for Dark Horse, one of a number of bands not happy with Napster, making available for free their music on the Internet. 1-800-449-8686, Miami on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah. I'm listening to this guy, and I'm a percussionist, and this guy is in no position to give a clinic
on
drumming.
I'm on the phone right now, so a lot of it doesn't sound as good as it would, obviously, in a studio.
Yeah, but you're going to give a clinic on Wipeout. Wipeout is about 40 years old.
Yeah, that's right, man. But I think for beginning drummers, there's a lot that goes on in that song that could teach a young percussionist a few things.
Yeah, but it's out of date. You have no backbeat. You have no... Your rhythm is not solid. You have no backbeat. Are you using sticks?
I'm using sticks on a drum pad, yeah.
Yeah, well, what kind... Are you using a Remo drum pad?
Yes, I am.
Or are you using
a
Death?
I'm using a Remo Weather King. It's a Remo practice pad, 2 Zildjian sticks. Okay, dude, you're so hot. You got your kit there?
I wish if I did, yeah.
Yeah, right, man.
Listen, I got a master's degree in percussion.
Wait, is there such a thing as a master's degree in percussion, sir?
Yes, there is.
Really? I didn't know that. Where did you get that?
I got a bachelor's degree at the Eastman School of Music and a master's degree at the University of Miami in percussion performance.
All right, all I'm doing, man, all I'm doing is that part from Wipeout after the starts.
I know.
Wipeout!
Yeah, can you hold a steady beat? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you, how about some single paradiddles? Do you know what a single paradiddle is?
Where's your practice pad, man? I got mine.
Well, I don't, okay.
Have you got any kind of percussion instrument there, sir, at all?
Unfortunately, I do not. I'm in the car.
Yeah. Real easy to start criticizing somebody else's technique.
It's not about technique. It's about rhythm. Can you do single paradiddles, double paradiddles?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's hear a double paradiddle.
All right, Phil, basically what that is a jazz term.
It's not a jazz term.
Hey, man, it's very difficult on a phone.
Well, it could be that he's limited by the telephone. Hold the line here. 1-800-449-8686. What is a paradiddle, Mr. Dowder?
Well, that's some kind of stuff. First of all, if you're taking music theory, dude, I learned in a garage band, man. I learned the hard way, okay? I didn't learn about no paradiddles. And it sounds like some gay-ass stuff to me. I don't know nothing about it. Paradiddle me, man. The last paradiddle I was involved in, she woke up smiling.
Okay. Paradiddle. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I know. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder, drummer and lead singer from the band Dark Horse. They are, along with Metallica and Dr. Dre, against Napster and against Napster making available to people music that is, you know, that is free. And Metallica, Dr. Dre, and Dark Horse. And you say that Napster is making available your drum clinic. Now, Jeff,
you
are a drummer. You say you learned in a garage. Your technique is tough to pick up over the phone.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. We are on a phone, Phil, so it's very unfortunate. It's difficult for you to pick up my technique. And so some people may think it sounds bad. But
what is a paradiddle? It's a drumming technique. The paradiddle, you've heard of that?
Man, you know, the last time I was involved with a paradiddles, dude, they were slapping against my forehead. Okay? I mean,
can we be adult?
Well, I mean, what the guy's talking about, man, paradiddles. I got your paradiddles, dude, and they're underneath my girlfriend's shirt. Yeah.
Can we be grown up, please, about this?
Well, whatever, man. What I'm trying to do is just...
All right, give me some more of the Wipeout, because we have had people calling saying they want more of the Wipeout Clinic to tape, right?
And I want them to tape it, Phil. I'm here in my desk now. And this is the Wipeout Clinic. I think what a guy means by a paradiddle is just a basic drum, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ha, 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 ha. Wipeout. Okay, that's the basic thing, but a paradiddle's, hey... I'll see your paradiddles and raise your one scrotilia. How about that?
Okay, so in other words, you don't know what it means.
What I'm saying is that's a lot of college stuff. I'm a garage band dude.
Okay, now we got a guy in San Antonio who is a drummer. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you doing, Phil?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, you're a drummer and you're at your kit at home?
I sure am.
Okay, so what is this about? All right, well,
see, this gentleman in San Antonio, what are you basically saying, sir?
I'm saying this guy is just full of crap, Phil.
You can't, you know,
I'm formerly from Newbury Park. I played in Hollywood, Palm Springs, everywhere else.
You can't get no technique
and
on
this
the
guy
phone.
Has nothing. You know what? Metallica would not even look at you. They wouldn't even listen to you. Matter of fact, if they did listen to you, they would scream because their ears would be bleeding.
What's a paradiddle?
That's a paradiddle.
I'll take the kind. Hey, dude, I'll take the kind that slap against my forehead. How about that?
Okay,
yeah,
we
I'll
got
take
that.
Those too, but
yeah.
You know what? I think I got your paradiddle hanging.
We got this. So go ahead and give us Jeff. First, I want Jeff to give us his Wipeout Clinic Part 1, and then you, sir, give us the opening to Wipeout. Can you do that?
Okay, you got it.
All right, hold the line here. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. What's your name, man, in San Antonio?
My name's Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, check it out. 1, 2, 3. Ha, 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 ha. Wipeout. Okay, that's the very first.
did you drop your sticks, man?
What?
Hey, Phil, this character's too much.
Did you drop your sticks?
No, I didn't drop my sticks.
Okay, now the gentleman in San Antonio. Go ahead.
Okay, you got it.
Wait a minute, man.
Okay. Okay, real good. Of course, I don't know whether I can. He's going to do the whole song. Okay, that was outstanding.
Wait a minute, Phil. Is it? What's your name?
Jeff.
Okay, Jeff. Hey, you didn't even start out with ha 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 Wipeout. You didn't,
I'm
man.
Sorry, I'm not a singer.
Well, that just doesn't take no singing technique. But everybody knows that Wipeout starts out with.
We got it already. By the way, the guy that does that was the former manager of the Safaris. All right, so a perdiddle,
Phil,
is just that thing.
Just like it sounds, paradiddle.
Cool. Thank you, sir, very much. Thanks. Jeff Dowder is with us. He's calling you a crap drummer.
And I'll tell you, that stings. But coming from some dude in San Antonio.
All right, here is whatever. Vancouver on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Well, I think this guy is your brain on drugs. I mean, this guy is the classic example of
why you want
to
hear it?
To have the developing brain take drugs.
You want to hear my drumming? Listen to this.
You're awful, pal. You're terrible. I can't believe you're doing this show with this guy on it.
Well, what was wrong? Wait a minute. What was wrong with that drumming? What was wrong with that drumming? Didn't you hear it? You just heard. Wait a minute. Wait. Shut up. Listen to the drumming first. Listen. Okay. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, first of all, the problem is you're playing it over the radio, so it's going to lose something. And then I'm on a cell phone, so it's going to lose something.
You didn't hear it?
Himself,
he's going to lose something? What do you mean, lose something?
I think she's in radio, Phil. She sounds like the kind of. She sounds like she's. Sounds like she got knocked up by a general manager, man.
Your brain on drugs. That's what this guy is.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's easy.
God, cornball. 1-800-449-8686. Irvine, hello.
Listen to this.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Okay, you know, the dude from San Antonio, he got it more right than the other guy. So, check it out, man. For those of you who don't know what a paradiddle is,
right.
It's basically a sticking pattern.
Yes, it's the way you hit the drum.
Right, and it goes right, left, right, right, left, right, left.
It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.